Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army is
life. Hey, hey, let the church unite. Together we stand, no weapon cannot conquer me. Let the church unite. Get up, stand up.
Well, good afternoon, and to God be the glory for all the wonderful, all the awesome, amazing, positive, great prayers that have been answered for your family and for my family. I pray that you had a joyful, productive, and wonderfully blessed week as well as weekend. For God is truly good all the time. Do you agree? While you are listening to the sound of my voice at this time, God truly woke you up this morning, and that was the start of your blessings for this glorious day. He didn't have to do it, but he surely did. Praise God. For someone somewhere was not able to get out of bed this morning, and you were. So go ahead and give God a high note of praise. God loves you so much that he gave you another chance to get it right with him on today. God is faithful and worthy to be praised. Continue to look for your blessings every day. We need to complain less and pray more. Today is June the 13th, 2016, and my name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host, together with my gifted and awesome husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic Blog Talk Radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change, which is every Monday afternoon from 3:30 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it is sponsored by our God-appointed ministries, which are Men In Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, for those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired Blog Talk Radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals, and God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do in obedience to God while you are traveling through your spiritual journey. Just know that God sits high and he looks low, and he takes care of those who are obedient to his holy word on a daily basis. Just trust God. If he said it, he will do it. Praise God. Just so you know, unless we come together for change in love, in faith, in peace, and in Jesus' mighty name, we will never receive the full blessings that God truly has in store for us. For we must change what we have been doing in the past in order to accomplish our goals. Now, for those of you who may have turned into our program a little late, you are listening to our anointed Blog Talk Radio program entitled Come Together for Change. I would certainly like to welcome our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and our devoted partners. We truly have a special blessing prepared for you today, straight from heaven. Now, before you grab your Bible, your pen, and your notepad, why don't you give someone you really care about a blessing and tweet them, text them, call them, or just run next door and tell them that Come Together for Change is on the air right now in the very blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. All you have to do is dial 646-200-0578. The number again is 646-200-0578. While we are broadcasting right now for the next 30 minutes, we surely don't want them to miss this anointed word of God. Amen? Well, as most of us know, next Sunday will be Father's Day. And we all know how we celebrate Father's Day. We either come together for dinner or we go out to eat or whatever. But none of us would be here if we didn't have a father. Amen? So at this time, I have a special person that is on the line coming all the way from the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, that's my sister, Mary Bernard, who has a poem that she has written for this special occasion. Go ahead, Mary.
Father's Day Gift. That's the title. A father is the head of his household. A father is so proud and bold. A father covers his family by the blood. A father lets in if his family is hurt like a flood. A father makes sure that his family is well cared for, and he is always there for more. God bless our spiritual and nasty fathers all over the world. We will always be grateful and loyal.
Wonderful. Beautiful. That was absolutely wonderful. I just praise God that he gives you this special gift that you can hear straight from him as he tells you what to write. Thank you so much for your Father's Day poem. And we know more than anybody, our father was a true blessing to us. He was a great provider. There was nothing that we ever wanted for. And for me, my father was like my best friend, taught me everything I knew about life and how to get through life. And I just love him for it. He is not with us today, but he will always be in our heart. Amen? Amen. So thank you so much for that blessing. Now, at this time, we're going to go with our inspiration for this week. And our inspiration for this week, which was written by our host of Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith. And he wrote, "Did you know obedience to God's word is the gateway to personal happiness and enjoyment in this world, while disobedience opens doors to unknown consequences that could be painful and bring untold sadness? Following any book of instructions will help you to get the best out of any new appliance or that unknown journey you are embarking upon. The Holy Bible will help you on your journey through life, especially in dealing with people. What you think will determine what you say. What you say will determine what you do. What you do will determine where you end up in life. So do not allow your feelings to dictate your actions. Stay true to what you know is right." That is your inspiration for this week. We know that you did receive something from that. So just remember, obedience to God is the gateway to personal happiness. Amen? Our topic for this week is giving will influence receiving. Giving will influence receiving. Our main scripture for this message will be coming from St. Luke, the 6th chapter and the 38th verse. and it reads as follows. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Amen, amen. Now, at this time, it is time to receive your special blessing from God for this week. It certainly gives me an honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others my amazing, beloved husband and gifted speaker of today, the host of Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Leah. It's a wonderful privilege to come your way another afternoon. It's a wonderful privilege because life is a gift. Everyone is not alive today that were yesterday. So if you are alive, God has given you the gift of life. God has given you the gift of good health. God has given you the gift of intelligence. You've got your members. You've got every one of your faculties. You're in your right mind. So I just want to ask you to join me in thanking God for all the gifts that he's given to us. Now, you've heard that our text today is on giving,
well, influencing,
receiving. And we just want to thank God because if you don't give, you will very likely not receive, because giving, the gift of giving, is the gift will bring you into a situation where you will be able to receive. For there is the St. John's Gospel, John 3:16, which is considered the golden text of the Bible. It says, "For God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." In other words, God sent Jesus to bring deliverance and victory to us even when we didn't deserve it. God sent Jesus that we would be free and we would be able to gain eternal life. And as the text we read today said, the text said in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 38, "Give and it shall be given you." Give and it shall be given you. In other words, whether you're a sinner or whether you're a saint, if you learn to give, it shall be given unto you. And not only given unto you, but pressed down. You know what I mean? Just pressed down. You ever had a suitcase that was full, but you sat on it, you pressed down, given unto you in good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. Now, it's important for us to understand that giving is essential to helping others. Look how many people in this world have been found not to be able to supply the basic necessities to their families, especially on the African continent, especially in the third world developing countries. Unless the first world countries were given to them, they would not be able to stay together. And therefore, we have got to be able to appreciate the importance of giving. Now, people who are selfish, people who do not like to give, find themselves in a position, because if you don't give, you can't get, as it were, because people will know that you are a giver. There are some people who are givers, and there are some people who are just takers. The takers just are selfish people who seem not to get anything that they want in life because they're just looking to want. They're looking to take. They're looking to give, to receive, and not just give to help others. If the countries that have could give more, then it would be a remarkable thing for those who are in a position not to have to be able to get. The United States of America has been one of the countries in the world that has been known to give. And because we have given, God has blessed us and God has rewarded us. And blessings have flown onto this country in the past. But you cannot take it for granted that because this happened in the past, that it will continue to happen. People are becoming more selfish. People are becoming more to themselves, just keeping all they have and not giving anything to others. And as a result, in the United States of America today, there are problems because until you learn to give and continue giving, you are not going to receive from the Lord. And God wants us to know this, that the United States has sent out more missionaries to different parts of the world to help people than any other country. And God has blessed them. And as a result, we can see the blessings that are falling upon us now from our foreparents. But God wants us to take the time to look at what we have and give to those in need. There's so many people in need today. There's so many people that are in need of things that we need to be able to be in a position to give them. I want to read you a story today from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 7. 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse 1 to verse 7.
Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, "Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen." And Elijah said unto her, "What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house?" And she said, "Thy handmaid has not anything in the house, save a pot of oil." Then he said, "Go, borrow three vessels abroad of all thy neighborhoods, and even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door unto thee, and upon thy sons, and shall pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, "Bring me yet a vessel." And he said unto her, "There is not a vessel more." And the oil stayed. And the seventh verse, then she came and told the man of God. And he said, "Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest."
Praise God. Isn't that an interesting story? Let's examine this story. This woman came to the man of God and said, "Look, my husband is dead and they are trying to take my children away." And he said unto her, what you've got to realize is that what you are to get will depend on what you give. And he asked her a serious question. "What hast thou in the house?" And I am suggesting to you today that very often, if you want something, you have to give what you have. And here it is that the man of God asked her, "What hast thou got in the house?" And she said, "Thy handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil." Now, that pot of oil that she was willing to give up, that pot of oil that the prophet said unto her, okay, go and get more vessels. I want you to get vessels that can hold some oil. Now, he did not tell her that it was going to be that she would, these empty vessels were going to be filled with oil. But he said to her, go and get these vessels. And what do we see here? That the response to the question made it possible for her to get what she needed. Now, very often we need to be able to give what we have so that we can get to what we need. But very often, some of us are so selfish. We are not willing to give what we have. We are willing to keep what we have and not give to anyone. And if you keep what you have and don't give, you are going to find yourself in a sense. The scripture says, give and it shall be given unto you. Are you willing to give what you have today? No one knows you have, but here she was told to what the question from the prophet was, what hast thou in the house? And that question evoked a response, and she said, all I have is a pot of oil. And response told the prophet what she should do, and she was told to go and get all the vessels that she could get from her neighbors. Now, the what am I trying to say here? That very often, because we do not want to give what we have, we cannot get. But this woman was willing to give what she had, and she went and gathered the vessels. And when she gathered the vessels, she did not know what was going to happen. But as she gathered the vessels and went back to the prophet, she probably thought that he was going to tell her something else. But he told her to go and sell the oil, because the empty vessels had now become oil, and she was able to sell the oil and get money to pay the debts that she had. Now, the thing that I'm saying is that very often we do not want to give. What have you given? You say, well, I don't have anything to give. This woman didn't have anything. And you see here that you've got to learn there are three things that we can all give. You can give of your time, because when you give your time, you can help give your time to help others. If it's only to watch the neighbor's children, if it's only to take them to church, if it's only to do something to help them, you can give of your time. Your time is essential. Your time is important. That's one thing that we all have. The rich and the poor have the same thing, the same time. So don't say that you don't have, because the rich give their time and the poor should give their time as well. So your time is essential. Then the other T that you've got is your talent. You have got your talent, and you've got to learn to give of your talent to help others. You never know what in giving your talent to help others, whether it's to help them with their schoolwork, whether it's to help them in any way possible. You've got to give your talent. And the third T is your tithe. You've got to learn to give your tithe, because as the word says, given it shall be given unto you. As you give your tithe, God is able to return to you what you give to him. So it's important that you understand that what you have, if you give what you cannot keep, you will gain what you cannot lose. So come on now. This is a time of giving. This is a time to help others. And now you need to give a call to your father, because next weekend is Father's Day. You need to give a gift. You need to give a kind word, because you never know. give and it shall be given you. As you give, God will return to you. The reason why some of us don't get it is because we do not give. If you learn to give, God is going to open the windows of heaven and he's going to shower down the blessings upon you. So don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. Think of those, especially, like I said, on this Father's Day, give to your father, even if it's only a call to say, I remember you, I love you, I want you to know I'm thinking of you. Just let them know. I'm sure that will bring so much joy to the hearts of the fathers who haven't heard from their sons or their daughters for so long. So we want you to open your heart. You have not given for a long time, and I want you to open your heart this weekend and give to your father. Give to those who you see in need. Give to those who need, and you can help them. I'm not saying to go to your, that you have to go out of your way, but I'm saying that you need to be able to open your heart and give what you have. Whatever you have, God will give you the results. God will multiply it. God will increase it. God wants you to know that he is a God of increase. God wants you to know that he is the one that has given you good health, and he is the one that can help you. So come on now, those of you who have been selfish and you are saying to yourself, I don't have anything to give, nobody don't give me anything, so I'm not giving anything to anybody, I want you to forget that disposition. I want you to forget that attitude, and I want you to take a new attitude of learning to give. Give and it shall be given unto you. God wants you to give, and as you give, he's going to bless you. Are you willing to open your heart to God to give what you have so that he can bless you? Are you willing to open up to God, or are you willing to be selfish? Selfishness will get you nowhere. It's as you give that we're going to see that God will repay you just like he repaid this widow. So I want you to know that this is a time for giving. Stop your selfishness. Let your goodness be seen. Let others know that God is with you. Stop the selfishness. Give to those that ask of you, and from those that would bore, to turn not away. So come on, it's time for you to learn to give. As you give, God is going to repay you. I want to pray for you right now that God will give you the courage and the strength to give what you have so that you will not be left out in the lurch, but give and it shall be given unto you. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the anointing of your Holy Spirit just fall on those who are listening to my voice right now. Grant them the courage and the strength to give what they have to those who need. Lord Jesus, open their hearts that they may be willing to give even to their Father on Father's Day that is coming up. Lord, grant wisdom, Lord, and grant peace, Lord, and grant understanding that your people shall not be selfish, but as they give, that you will return to them of your own way, Lord. Take full and definite control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite. Take back this country from the hand of the enemy. Let the church